It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Wednesday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declared a state of emergency after positive tests for COVID-19 have been reported in the state. Four people in their 60s and 70s in the state have tested positive for the coronavirus in Socorro County, the Albuquerque area, and Santa Fe County. The residents who tested positive recently traveled to Egypt and New York City. Governor Lujan Grisham explained what the public health emergency means.
It makes clear that the General Services Department will be in charge of making sure that goods and supplies will be available. It directs the Department of Finance and Administration to immediately identify emergency funds for disbursement in any number of ways to make sure that government continues to operate, that the private sector has resources that it might need, and most importantly, that every New Mexico family is protected to the highest degree that we can manage.
Concerns over the coronavirus have also caused the cancellation of this year's Bataan Memorial Death March, which draws thousands to the Las Cruces area, as well as the country music concert featuring Gary Allen and Lee Bryce. Las Cruces Public Schools have announced they are canceling all out-of-state travel for students and staff and are canceling large events, athletic games, tournaments, and musical performances scheduled for this weekend. Gadsden Independent School District has also suspended all out-of-state travel, with El Paso being the exception. And the state high school basketball tournament in New Mexico has been closed to fans due to concerns with the virus. Let's go now to a local viewpoint. Over a decade ago, Las Cruces city officials worked on a plan for El Paseo Corridor. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
I live near El Paseo and have always had a soft spot for it. I spend a lot of time shopping and commuting there and don't consider it blighted or dangerous, but it has seen better days. City officials recognized that the area was in decline in 2009, when Las Cruces was one of four communities in the nation to be awarded a $2 million federal grant to help revitalize a specific area of the city. They chose the El Paseo Corridor, running from University Avenue into downtown. As part of the federal grant, the city was able to tap into the expertise of those who had successfully led revitalization efforts in other states. They were able to conduct a thorough evaluation of the corridor, speak with both residents and business owners, and identify improvements that would make the area more attractive and accessible. Sharon Thomas, who was mayor pro tem at the time, said university students from Arizona came to help. They walked the neighborhoods to document the barriers to access that needed to be addressed. They held elaborate public meetings with artists on hand ready to transfer ideas into conceptual drawings. When they were done, they had a wonderful plan, envisioning a revitalized neighborhood with thriving businesses, affordable housing, attractive landscaping, and easy access for both pedestrians and cyclists. What they didn't have was a way to actually do any of those things. Mayor Ken Miyagashima explained at a recent city council work session that the federal money was for planning and design purposes only. Even though the area was in decline back in 2009, there were foundations to build from. Kmart and Pro's Ranch Market provided retail anchors on both sides of the street. Now, one's a church, the other's a fitness center. At least they're not empty, like the old Payless shoe store, the former E2 restaurant, and most of the stores in the strip mall next to the fitness center. The city is not responsible for changing buying habits that have led to the closure of bricks and mortar stores throughout the country. But the city is responsible for neglecting El Paseo once the plan was finished, and devoting all of its attention and resources to the downtown area instead. This was a classic example of government pouring time and resources into a plan that then gets put on a shelf or filed in a cabinet somewhere, collecting dust. Now, city officials are ready to take another crack at El Paseo, and they've apparently decided that what is needed is a trolley, or to be more precise, an electric bus that's designed to look like a trolley. It would be free for riders and would have stops every 15 minutes, explained David Armijo of the South Central Regional Transit District. That would allow riders to hop from one spot to another without needing their cars, which works really well for a nightclub district. Not as well for auto parts stores and fast food. It's more likely that the trolley's main function would be to get NMSU students to the downtown bars and then back to campus without endangering the public, which may be a worthy goal. But it's not going to help El Paseo as much as simply providing shade as all the bus stops would. It will take something like the tax increment development district now in place downtown to bring the needed revenue for investment in El Paseo. If they ever do come up with the money, there's a dusty plan in somebody's filing cabinet that'd be a great place to start. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns can be found at krwg.org in the local viewpoint section. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.